Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More time goes on and more I hear Boston, the more I think they're top 10 rock bands of all time, maybe top five. Just innovative, skill, talent, Brad's voice, the harmonies, the screaming harmonic guitars. Like, think about that. When that came out in whatever it was, 77, something like that, like, that was like revelatory, to use Wheeler's fancy word of the day.
Yeah.
I just love stuff like that. That's what's so impressive about the early guys, the early anyone's. You know, Stern and J.C. Corcoran here in St. Louis and all the guys that no one had ever done radio like that. No one had ever played drums the way that Ringo did with the backbeat and the four on the floor. It's one thing to be a pretty good imitator. I think I'm a pretty good imitator of stuff. But to actually give birth to something creative is really something, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard to change the game, mm-hmm. right?
It's hard to change the game.
But every one of the game changers is remembered.
You know, I find this hard to believe. Maybe someone can Google it. But I heard yesterday someone talking about art. And, it was Adam Duritz, the lead singer of Counting Crows, doing a TikTok. And someone had asked him, what advice do you have for young artists? And he's such a smart guy. And it finally came down to, you have to do art for yourself, because your chances of making it successfully in any kind of artistic endeavor are just slim and none. And he talked about Van Gogh. And he said that Van Gogh never sold a painting during his life.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So he died thinking he was a complete failure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of writers, people say, had the same thing. A lot of the great writers died penniless. Nobody knew who they were.
Wow.
It wasn't until later on that people realized, wow, this stuff's good.
You wonder if that'll happen from our generation.
Oh, I'm sure. In some way. Maybe it's a different medium, but yeah. I mean, because sometimes people are ahead of their time. They're just before people are ready to see this thing.
Yeah. Don't ask me why, but last night I was reading an A1 bottle, and it was created in 1862.
Yeah.
Like, right in the middle of the Civil War. They're like, you know what
yeah,
we need?
We need steak sauce.
We need a great steak sauce.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
The steak is missing something.
Yeah, the war was fine. Steak's a little dry, though.
Bring them together. There's a new Mandela effect. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically that Mandela died in prison. No, he wasn't. He was released. The Berenstein Bears or the Berenstein Bear, whatever it is, like, the things have changed timelines. The newest one is that Yosemite Sam never said the word tarnation. Ah, tarnation. Like, can't you hear it? Can't you see it?
Well, what was he saying?
Wasn't that? Like, evidently, they went back and checked all of them, and he never said that word.
I don't have a specific memory of that, so it's not really going to have the Mandela thing with me. I just remember him muttering. He was always like,
Russian, 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 Russian,
Russian. Yeah.
I always felt for Sam.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought he was kind of a jerk.
He was, but Bugs was just
Bugs
in his kitchen.
Bugs was an antagonist.
Yes, that's a good, yes, exactly. Mm. He was the instigator.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Sam was always just like, back off, rabbit.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Elmer Fudd was a jerk.
You ever notice that
Elmer Fudd was always trying to kill Bugs Bunny?
It's just Porky Pig without the ears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A little lazy.
They got a little lazy on that. Easy to pass by people of that time, though. Not by us.
No. Can't fool us.
We're too sophisticated.
Yeah.
I also had an experience. Went to Plaza Frontenac at some point in the last few days to have a meal, and I walked by the Untuck It shop.
Oh yeah,
the Untuck It church.
I detest the Untuck It shop.
Oh, no. Yeah. Why?
Because I'm jealous. Why do I hate anyone? Because
you wanted to have thought of it.
Because I wanted to have thought of it.
Okay.
And when that guy who created it did the commercials, and he's like, for the guys who like to untuck their shirts, you got to untuck it. I'm like, all you did was cut 2 inches off a damn shirt.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
And I'm still seething about
Somebody had to do it. Because it's pretty unsightly when the shirt tails are hanging down by your hamstrings.
You looking at me?
No, it's me more because I'm short. When you got to buy the extra large shirts and you're short, not a great thing.
Uh-huh.
They're a little long. It's like a night shirt.
A wee willy winky.
Do you have some untucked shirts, Kevin?
No, I don't. I wish I did. They're wildly expensive.
Are they really?
I just don't tuck in other shirts.
So they give you less shirt and charge you more?
I feel like what I've looked, because I've thought about it, I'm like, oh, I kind of like those. I don't wear, first of all, I don't wear a lot of nice shirts. I'm like, yeah, it might not be bad to have one or two of those. And I'm like, oh, no, not for that.
It's so weird, isn't it? Like, when I was a teenager and young 20s, tucking your shirt in was not only fine, it was the way you did it. If you had your shirt untucked, now not a T-shirt so much,
right,
but like an Izod golf shirt kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now I wouldn't do it for $1 million. Well, for $1 million, I'd do anything. But I mean,
Yeah, tucking it in's the worst. It's just not comfortable.
Yeah, sometimes I will tuck my shirt in, like, for fashion, but I always feel like a dork.
I feel like men have to be a Greek god to look good with a shirt tucked in. No. You got to be chiseled.
Yeah, or just skinny.
Or if any of you were wearing a dress shirt and you tucked it in, you would all look nice. If you tucked your T-shirts in, that might be a little dorky.
Here's another thing. Let me just continue to bust on my fellow men's. You have to be built to look good in a swimming trunk. Like, if you're even just normal, there's just something about swimming trunks on men.
It's a tough look.
For women, and maybe it's because I'm a heterosexual male, but I think that most body types look good in bathing suits. For men, we need a one piece.
Yeah.
They used to have them back in the day. You know, Dave's like, I want to go back to World War One.
I can rock that.
A little onesie?
Man. When I put on like a button down collared shirt now and I tuck it in, I look like a Southern politician going to Bob Evans. Just the stomach hanging over the front of it. It's like, ugh.
That's funny.
Yep, I'll have the usual, darling. That kind of guy.
On the swimming suits, Dave, I will give you some credit because there are so many different types of swimming suits for women that you can probably find one that fits your body type well.
Good point.
But with the guys, it's like, here's a pair of shorts.
Here's trunks.
You better look good.
Yeah. There you go. And here's what's tough. Like, I'm about as visually in shape as I've been in a long time. I don't think I can go out and run a marathon or bench 300 pounds or anything. I'm just a little skinnier. But when you got a little bit of chub, just a little bit, then when you're buying trunks, you have to go through the whole, am I going to get the one with the elastic or am I going to get the one with the tie? And neither of them are good.
Ties always
suck,
though.
Going up, over, or down? Yeah, the ties are bad.
I'm not a big fan of ties on anything. I mean, I have them and it's always like, ugh. All right, gotta go to the bathroom. Gotta untie that and tie it again.
Also, like that water can get real heavy. Can provide a lot of downward motion when you're trying to.
I feel you.
Get out of the water if you know what I'm saying.
When you gotta get the lighter material, then.
Yeah, we've all done that where you pop up out of the pool or the ocean and it's all suctioned to you. Mm-hmm. Everyone can see what God gave you,
mm-hmm. And you're cold.
And you're cold.
And you're very cold.
And you're like, ah,
bad combo. I thought of another thing.
So only swim in warm water. That's the lesson.
I was watching Senator Thune, the new leader of the Senate, was on Meet the Press or Face the Nation or something yesterday. And he had the most perfectly tied tie. And having worn a tie every day of my life for 10 years when I was a lawyer, I appreciate a really well-tied tie. But when you wear a real tie, they're almost always dicked up a little bit. Why don't we wear clip-ons? Like, I had a clip-on tie for ninth grade, and I was embarrassed about it. And I think most men would be embarrassed now to wear a clip-on tie. But unless you're in a Three Stooges episode and someone grabs your tie and pulls it, no one's ever going to know. Why not just have a better-looking tie? This is the dumbest segment I've ever done. But it's something I thought of yesterday. Like, why is a clip-on tie so weird?
Why do
First of all, ties are stupid.
Yes, why do we still do this?
Yeah, ties are dumb.
I think it's important to have a menswear segment. This is, yeah. Everybody needs a menswear segment.
Like, what's the need for a tie? Well, I put this cloth on my neck. Now I'm fancy.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you have to respect me.
Yeah, like, I'm serious man because I have shiny material hanging from my throat.
They are pretty silly. Like, when you, like, okay, watching Channel 4 right now, this anchor has his tie on. If you had never seen that before, you'd be like, why is he adorned in such a way? It's not like a natural thing. We just kind of landed
really
on the tie.
It's really lasted, man.
Why aren't we doing cravats?
What's a cravat?
It's like, the thing that looks like a scarf.
Like the guy on Scooby-Doo.
Oh, Fred. Okay.
Yeah. Like, why is that? Why'd that lose compared to the tie? I don't know. Maybe they're harder to put on.
A bolo. I worked at Bolo for a while.
Did you work the Bolo?
I did. During like the Mr. phase, when I would wear long flowy shirts buttoned all the way up with a bolo and a big sweater.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a good look.
All right.
I thought it was. I was proud of it.
Did people make pirate jokes?
Pirates? It's not piratey.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's southerny.
You're thinking of a blouse.
No, I don't know. You said long flowing shirts, and I just think of those pirate.
Yeah, no, this was more Colonel Sanders-ish.
All right. So you're just more of a Southern gentleman.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Who happened to play in Mr.
There you go. Well, that's a good combo for that time.
In fact, I've told the story before. I don't know if you guys have this, but I have a day when I was the most attractive I've ever been. And it's when I was in law school. And I don't know why it was so great, but everything came together. My wig looked good, like everything was great, and I was wearing a big flowy white shirt buttoned all the way up with jeans and loafers, and I just looked good, and I felt good. And I went out that night, and we went to Houlihan's at Union Station.
Oh, nice.
Which, believe it or not, used to be the place to go, and the waitress hit on me. And that didn't happen very often. Then we went to Sundecker's, and guess what? The waitress hit on me.
Whoa.
Guess what happened 30 minutes later?
You threw up.
On her shoes.
Why?
I threw up on her shoes.
Was you drinking?
I was drinking.
Oh, okay.
Because I looked so good.
He was feeling himself.
I was feeling myself.
I'm awesome. That would be the day you don't drink, because you're feeling awesome.
Go to another place, a waitress will hit on me. Guaranteed.
I don't need you. You can go ahead and be disgusted. I threw up all over you.
I think I probably peaked at three.
On to the next waitress.
I think I peaked at three.
At three, that
was
your best?
Outfit?
Curly hair. Parents had me in a little sailor suit.
Hey!
That's probably cute.
You have pics?
Yeah,
probably.
Let's get them.
I've said this before, but kids' clothes, they got it all figured out. It's so easy for them. I wish, like, the...
You can have grandmas?
Just a red shirt that says, like, soccer, and, like, a, you know, big exclamation point or whatever.
Andrew's
like,
going to show up tomorrow in shorteralls.
Yeah, you can say that now.
They got it all figured out.
I think kids' clothes now are cool because they make them look like real clothes but little, and that kind of makes it funny and cute. Man, you know what I'm talking about, Dave. The kids' clothes, like the things your parents put you in the 70s.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a good thing we
didn't. I look like Mr. Pretzel.
It's a good thing we didn't care.
Yeah, right. You didn't know any better.
Who's Mr. Pretzel?
Mr. Pretzel?
I don't know Mr. Pretzel.
You don't know Mr. Pretzel?
Is he related to Mr. Peanut?
Yeah.
Are they buddies?
Yeah.
Is this an imaginary friend?
No. Mr. Pretzel's got like a little sailor suit on. I'm telling
you. Mr. Pretzel? He's right here next to me in the room.
Yeah. No, it's a real guy.
He's been here all along.
He's
And you're so rude. You never say hello to him.
He does not like Dave.
He takes it in stride.
Maybe I'm doing a Mandela thing. Is there a
guy? No, I found him. I found him on eBay here.
Okay.
He's a vintage Nabisco advertising.
Does he look like a little sailor guy?
Pretzel. Yep.
Mr. Salty.
Yeah, he's a little sailor guy. That's why, because I was wearing a stupid sailor suit.
Is he a twisty pretzel or a pretzel stick?
Like a stick man.
Okay.
With a little sailor's hat, kind of like a half jacket.
Mr. Salty Pretzel.
Yeah.
Mr. If you're gonna walk on water. 423 DGS on KMOX. So Wheels KSDK Channel 5 has been downtown for as long as I can remember. They're moving out of downtown. You think that's foretelling some things?
I mean, it's not great, especially when the reasons they're citing is, we're not safe. We can't park across the street from our building because we're not safe. I mean, they're literally right down the street from the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like they're right. They're not far from us. And now we're like the last man standing of all the news agencies downtown, staying downtown.
Yeah.
At least they're staying in the city, KSDK. But I mean, like, how is that? I mean, we keep hearing about these problems with businesses leaving downtown. And, you know, it's one thing to leave downtown. It's another thing to leave the city. But if downtown is dead, eventually the city's dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if the city's dead, then the region's in trouble. Right, like all of this works together. And how are we just not fixing things? Like, we're getting to the point now where staples of the community, places that have been, people, I mean, they've been there 70 years. We've been downtown for what? We've been downtown the whole 100 years, right? KMOX has?
Yes.
So at some point, when you see all of these departures, and not just TV and radio, but you're, well, we're not out where, I mean, we're still down here, but like, what does that say to people outside? What does it say to a potential business owner about coming to downtown St. Louis? What does it say to a potential executive being interviewed by a firm here where they look around, they're like, I wonder about St. Louis, and they're doing their research, and they see the newspaper and go, oh, wow. So only one of the TV stations that covers the market has been downtown, and now they're leaving downtown. Do I really want to work downtown? Am I going to be safe if I'm working downtown? And we're just not doing anything to address those things. No changes. Nothing's happening. In fact, you know, right down the street from where they were, you had that shooting at the Wheelhouse on New Year's Eve where these dudes are just fighting in front of police officers like the police officers aren't even there. And somebody ends up getting shot in the middle of all of it by a police officer because the guy pulled a gun. But that's happening blocks from Busch Stadium. It's happening blocks from where KSDK is. It's happening outside our building.
What, and I know this is a big question, but what do you guys attribute that to? That 40 years ago, I was 20, and going to bars and people having bar fights and let's take it outside and wrestling around for a minute kind of thing. How did we get from there to shooting each other over stupid bar fights?
I don't know. I mean, it could just be, you know, the simple version of this is it's not the guys you're hanging out with. You're hanging out with people in law school or at a law firm. You know, I'm hanging out with other Cardinals reporters when we're going out to a bar at night. Some people are not hanging out with good people. There are people out there that are already doing bad things, and they just escalate because why not? That's the problem, though. And the way, you know, when coming out of that shooting at the Wheelhouse and just watching the video of the 2-3 police officers standing there and nobody cares that they're there. They just keep fighting. They don't care because they know they're not going to get in trouble. They know that nothing's going to happen. They might get arrested, but they're probably never going to get prosecuted. They're probably never going to go to jail.
I still feel like I'm going to get in trouble every time I come downtown. No, for real.
I know.
I do. Like, my plates are not expired.
And by the way, that was not a shot at the police officers or police at all. To me, this is a shot at the city and the politicians because they're not taking care of their business and they're not supporting the officers and there aren't enough officers. And, you know, if you're into causing trouble, if you want to cause trouble or you don't care that you do, when you don't fear consequences, what are you going to do? You're going to keep doing what you want.
Don't you, again, I'm not doing anything wrong. But every time I see a police cruiser, I go 10-2 and I set up straighter and give them a little wave. You know, it's like, how do we go from so respectful to so lawless?
I don't know, man. I'm more worried about getting a speeding ticket than some of these dudes are about going to jail.
Yeah.
And the difference is I know that if I get pulled over, I'm getting the speeding ticket. They pretty much see that even if you get arrested, you're not even always prosecuted. When we've had a history here of just kind of letting things go. People drive like they do downtown because nobody gets pulled over. Nobody gets stopped. So if nobody's going to stop you, why wouldn't you keep doing it? It's heart that matters more.